The joint pain, body pain was horrible. I would just say, I'm like, I just hurt, Mom. And nobody understood it.
I remember you saying to me, Mom, if I had even diabetes or a broken leg, people would get it. But they don't get this.
I had no sympathy. I had no sympathy.
No.
I cannot express to people what it's like not being able to move and not knowing why.
You've always sort of been on a quest, though, to find
the reason. Oh, I'm always looking for the answer.
Well, we all want to find, for lack of a better word, blame.
Because and I blamed people a lot when I was younger. I blamed a lot of people. I blamed you.
We blamed ourselves, Christina.
My biggest regret is blaming you guys because you have saved my life.
I remember taking you in to see the pediatrician, whoever was on call, and I said to him, there is something wrong with my daughter. I'm not leaving here till you draw blood. They did the blood work, and he said, Mrs. Sparks, you need to get her to Mayo. And he said, I have already sent your work over to the pediatric endocrinologist at Mayo, Dr. Seema Kumar, and we were in ASAP.
I remember Seema Kumar saying if you had come in 5 days later, you would have gone into a coma and died. I ended up being diagnosed originally with hypothyroidism. And when I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease, they said that it was very possible that I was going to be developing more autoimmune issues. So I was diagnosed officially with positive lupus.
I remember your brother saying, Christina, this is not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you have.
Yep.
And now you're tackling it and you're taking it on and saying, this is not going to control me. You can control this.
In the last couple months, I've found who I am and I started eating healthy. I've started going to a chiropractor. I started doing all the things that Mayo has told me to do in the pain clinic, meditating, running, and I've never felt this good. When I know something's wrong, I know how to treat it. I know how to combat it. I know what to do. And coming up on my 23rd birthday, and I have said this for months, I have never been happier than I am now.